Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ripping Up with Fiona Colley.
You my Tyler.
And before we get started, I want to let y'all know I'm going to be everywhere this upcoming year. You can get all your tickets at FionaColley.com. I'll be in places like Chandler, Arizona, wow. San Antonio, Texas, Nashville, San Diego, Denver, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, Houston, Austin, Plano, Texas, Nashville again, Chicago, Tulsa, Columbus, Toledo, Nashville again, Naples, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Los Angeles. Many more to come, but that's all we got up right now. If you do not see your city, that's an easy, easy fix.
How do you fix that?
Go to the link in my Instagram bio or punchup.com/Fiona Colley and sign up for my email list. Hey. Let me know where you're at and I will make my way over there.
That's right. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. We do a lot of fun stuff over there. We start working through some new jokes we're trying to work on. We got fake ad reads. We just got stuff we can't say on here that we had to put behind a paywall. So don't forget to join us over at the Patreon. And before we start this video, don't forget to
hype this video.
Hype this video.
Hype this
video.
Video. Hype it.
Hype it.
All right.
Hit the bell.
Now let's get rolling. Oh, man. We are happy to be here with you.
Yeah. What an intro.
Ah, I really gotta clean my glasses.
Oh, you need to clean your glasses, huh?
Yes.
You know what? I've got just the thing. I can keep my Zeiss wipes in this new bucket hat because there's a pocket right there.
I don't think that's what the pocket was intended for.
It's a cargo hat.
Yeah. It's for my Advil and my yeah. Zeiss wipes.
You've heard of cargo shorts.
Wait, that just reminded me of another funny...
It used to be for Yamo and condoms. I don't even know if you could fit a small pocket.
I'm mad your mic isn't on your face.
I'll go ding.
Ding. Great ding. First ding.
Really? I need to learn how to talk louder in your room. God, cat mumbles over here. All right. Talk to me, mama.
Mama. Mama, ooh. It's crazy because you're the one that has to be.
I know, I just want it out right now.
Man, we just got back from a pretty cool
run.
Yeah.
That's stuff. it was so long and we were gone for quite some time. Where were you?
People started off in Louisville, Kentucky. That show was phenomenal. I had Finnegan O'Malley do a guest spot.
Finnegan Timothy O'Malley is what he's going by. If I had any advice, which no one cares, take that middle name out. That's for school shooters and serial killers only. So go two name. Don't go three name. That's scary.
Yeah, he's a very sweet 12-year-old boy.
He's awesome.
And he was on Kill Tony a few times. And he brought a gift for me and Matt to the show.
The sweetest gift ever.
These Funko Pops that are me and Matt in a wedding dress and a tuxedo.
Yep.
Wow. Look, it says Fiona and Matt.
Yeah, wow. I saw, wow.
That's so sick.
I had no idea.
Don't worry about that. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, really good gift. Andy did really great on his set.
That's what I was about to ask. And how long did he do?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 3 new minutes. Good which, if you know comedy, you know 3 new minutes is a lot.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
I need 3 new minutes.
He did great. He was adorable.
Yeah. Very awesome. His family was very nice. Louisville was great, except great people.
We decided to take a risk and bring Lulu.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Best dog ever at home, worst dog ever on the road.
She's never going on the road again.
Yeah. What'd she do?
Brother.
Lulu.
Just running around everywhere. She got away. She ran up on stage, which was cute for everybody, but... but that's going to be the whole time.
So she got on stage and was like, you couldn't grab her or what?
Well, I'm...
She got up on stage.
Been doing that periodically.
Yeah.
And then I'm on stage doing my set and I look in the crowd, I see her. Maybe she couldn't figure out where my voice was coming from. And she's like looking around, running through the aisles. And everyone's like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I stop on my jokes. And I was like, Lulu, I'm up here. And she finally looked and jumped on stage and sat next to me, which was, like, cute. But if I didn't keep petting her, she was going
to
run.
Yeah. And, like, I'm trying to find her because it's black. Like, I mean, it's pitch black in the room. So I can't see her. And all I see is people going, like, heads, like, turning. I'm like, oh, she's over there. God, she's over there now. She's just running, like freaking out the whole time she's trying to get to Fiona. But sorry, go ahead.
So was there a green room there?
Yeah, but we tried to keep her in there, and she did not want to be in there.
She whined and cried real loud.
She doesn't even make noises here that we know of.
I was never during a pod. I mean, knock on wood.
But. Yeah, so that was... We have a photo of all three of us on stage. Yeah, we'll plug it.
Doing a Mitch perch. The perch, Mitch, merch pitch.
My name? Yep.
Stroke. But, yeah, Louisville was fun. Where'd you head to after that?
And we went to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Good times.
Yeah, that was fun. I do want to throw up another picture here of the ramp they tried to make me in.
Was that Fort Wayne or Appleton?
Oh, shit, it was Appleton.
Yeah, Fort Wayne had a good ramp.
Oh, you're right. Fort Wayne was sick.
Yeah.
That was a great show. Shout out to Ryan for filming it for us.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of new clips that are gonna be coming from that one.
Mm-hmm.
That rolls.
Some crowd work moment.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, very, Matt very funny ripped too, dude. I mean, it's cool because I think we both were like, forgot it was being filmed because originally it wasn't that show that we had in our mind that
was
being
filmed.
Yeah, it
was the last show of the weekend.
So when you forget, it's almost like you do better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was up there for a minute. I was like, Oh, this is being taped. Nice. Because I just remembered how well it went. I actually ended up doing back to that rapper guy that we used to talk about that goes on live TV and he's supposed to freestyle. He's like, ever since I was this is live, ain't it? That's how I felt. No, it was great. The show was awesome. Crowd was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
People were good.
Something I've heard from other comedians is that they sometimes will not even ask to record because they're like, oh, this set's going to be worse.
Once you know.
Yeah, because or someone will be there filming for somebody else maybe, but they're already set up. So it's a perfect scenario to be like, hey, could I get my set from you? But it makes them nervous. So they don't even ask.
Yeah, I don't really even know if I care anymore. Because it's like, what am I going for? Like a clip? I'm not putting this anywhere. And if I am and it doesn't work, I'll just get a different one later.
I felt that way for a long time. And now I'm like, a good example of like, shit, I wish it were recorded was when you had that in Appleton. You had that great crowd work moment.
Yeah.
We didn't have
this guy was like rattling off his kids' ages. Like he had a lot of kids. He's like, we got, let's see, there's 12, 14, 17, 21. And I was like, dang, you sound like an auctioneer just auctioning off. I was like, 12, 14, 71, sold to Jeffrey Epstein. And then it got
They got word back because I'm just kidding. 15's too old.
Yeah, like 15's way too old. Oh, man. Fun, though. Very, very fun shows. Everybody loved you.
Everybody loved you.
Everybody loved me.
So do you guys go up together at the end? Is that what, with the picture of Lulu, or is that just because she was...
That was...
That was because of Lulu.
Okay.
No, that was during the merch pitch, because the merch was on the stool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the merch pitch. I do a merch pitch before I do my last joke, and I bring Matt back up to help. We're trying to find a way, though, for us both to get on stage.
Yeah. Just like maybe like the last 10 minutes of...
Yeah.
Maybe like if we both have different sides of an argument. Because we'll argue at the house all the time.
Constantly.
And I'm always wrong, but I do wish I had people to... run it by and be like,
I think my crowd would back you up.
I think on some of them, yeah.
You know what would crush? The wiping. The that what? Debate. You go the up what? For 10 minutes and try to defend sniffing the wipes.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think that one would go very good. I think I'd get maybe one guy that nobody wanted there.
I'm not saying you're going to win the debate.
I think I might cause a few divorces if men step up and be like, I'll do that. I might ruin a few relationships.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At the Fort Wayne show, afterwards, there's always these stragglers that like stay longer to talk more, which, you know, that's chill. But there are these people that stay a real long time. And one of them was in a chair. So obviously, I want to talk more to disabled people. Does that sound wrong?
No, I mean, you want to know their story, and you know the difficulty it is for them to get from point A to point B,
right?
And get
so
to
I'm
your
just
show,
like,
so
oh my more. God, thank you for being here, you know. And it was so funny because they like want to go out, but we like had to get to Madison in the morning, so we were like,
oh yeah,
yeah, and someone in their group was like, well, we have a little nose candy.
Yeah. We're like, oh, no. I'm
like, well, I have a little heart problem.
Ding.
Ding. Yay.
Forgot we were playing. Yeah, it choked me up. It was so good.
Little nose candy.
Yeah. I have a little heart problem. That's funny. Yeah. And then we went to Madison for some shows with, I was featuring for Derek Stroop on Friday and Saturday at Comedy on Stage, which is a sick club. I had never been. Comics talk all about the green room, and it really is the coolest. You got a pool table, basketball, shooting gun range.
Yeah.
No. You got a gun range, frisbee golf, and like just track and field, baseball stadium.
So is there a pool table though?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a pool table. That's actually true.
That's that's
it. Yeah, and it's like,
never heard of that.
You take an elevator to the showroom and it opens up and you just walk right in.
Yeah.
Like it's in right the bar. Oh my God.
Wow.
It like competes with New York clubs.
Yeah, it was very good. Actually, that's where we got this beer right here. Only sold in Wisconsin. They never wanted to branch out. It's called Spotted Cow.
I love Wisconsin, except for the weather.
Oh, God.
Oh, can we talk about my big win?
Oh, I thought you were like...
We're leaving the club the first night, and it's me, Matt, and Derek Stroop. And it's 9 degrees outside.
Yeah, you don't have much time.
Like, oh, my God. It's a 2-minute walk to
plus
the hotel.
Plus wind chill, probably.
Right. Yeah. And Derek is, and I start going this way, and they're like, man, it's not that way. And Derek goes, it's this way. And then Matt goes, no, I think it's that way. So we start following Matt, and immediately Matt's like, I'm sorry, this is not the right way. And he looks it up, and I was right from the jump. And these two men trying to lead me astray. I do believe, though, that because I'm in a chair, I'm not like, y'all will like mindlessly just walk like you don't remember, you're just getting there. I'm like turning with my hand, and I have to like be aware of the ground and like bumps, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So you pick up a lot of clues on the way. Yeah. Like I'm not seeing these potholes that I saw right. on the way in.
It's literally something's off. Like that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So you spent some time with Derek.
Yeah.
Did you bring up the grip strength?
No,
we didn't.
Yeah. The amount of times you brought it up here and you didn't say anything to him.
Like, hey, dude, can you open this chart? Nah, never mind. I'll get it. I'll get Fiona to do it. Ding.
You guys definitely got to start doing that.
Oh, that's so funny.
Those shows were great, though. Derek putting on an absolute clinic.
Oh, my God.
I mean, all of his new stuff is hilarious. Lulu, don't even trickle your way over here. You're still in timeout. Get.
Go on, get.
We still haven't talked to our neighbor. So scared of him. So scared of the ticking boots.
So scared.
Yeah.
So scared.
Is there a new development?
No, we just have. We've been gone. That's why we haven't talked to him.
Yeah, that's why.
Exactly why. That's why. Out of fear.
Literally, Aiden, that's the reason.
Yeah. Stop asking, dude. Who's bringing it up?
We've been here, so it's like we aren't scared. Okay.
It turned.
He might hear us.
At first, it was more of like, last time, not even at first, it was like, oh, he's singing, you know, that kind of stuff, and now it's just we're afraid of him.
Yeah. Just don't like it. I don't like it much at all.
I get it.
But that's the wrap on the week of where we've been, we've been doing.
Hold on.
Wowzer, G Mauser, we've got ourselves another sponsored ad. This one's called Crystal's Pampered Scents. Crystal's Pampered Scents, your independent scentsy consultant. From premium wax and warmers to laundry and car fragrance, Scentsy helps you make every space feel like home. Visit pamperedscents.scentsy.us to shop. And don't forget to share the love by selecting a party at checkout. That's pamperedscents.scentsy.us. Don't forget to check out Crystal's Pampered Scents.
Stop breathing.
Oh, Lord.
Back to the episode.
She has some talking points she wants to get to, and I'm excited.
For this one?
Oh, no. This is a...
Yeah.
What? I thought that's what you were doing.
Oh, no. This
is the New Year's wrap.
Oh, Lord.
This is
going to
come out. This will be the first one to come out.
Happy New Year's. We're in 2026.
No. This one comes out like this right before New Year's. So it's a New Year's wrap.
I mean, oh my God, it's almost 2026.
Ding. But realistically, it may come out after New Year's. Just okay, depends. Brother. So back to what you said.
Dang.
Ding dong.
Oh, man.
What a crazy 2025.
That's how this dude was in the wheelchair that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This dude had an electric wheelchair like hers going down the sidewalk. And I was like, I don't know if he's disabled. Because he was just chilling like this. And just.
Hey, you can have swag and be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but it was like, I think you can stand up. Like, I don't know. I hate that I even like say that, but that's the energy and level of comfort this man had in the electric chair.
Do I not look comfortable?
You do, but you don't. You're not like, you look, you know, like good posture. This dude was like, I don't even give. Walking?
He's like, I could fall out of this chair right now and get right back in it.
Yeah. I'm not scared of anything. Uh-uh. I don't care about my surroundings.
Gravity ain't working against me.
Nah, man. Nah. I'm too cool for this.
Dang.
Gravity ain't working against me. Jon Meyer. Let's talk about the fact that it's been one of the coolest, bestest years ever.
Yeah, 2025 has been a crazy year. I mean, life's changed.
So much.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take it all the way back to bringing in the new year. I mean, I started the year off a little rough. I got punched in the face by a lady on Coke.
It was at, so
in Tony
funny.
Hitchcliffe's condo. So
yeah, New Year's party for 2025.
The clock struck 12 and the lady struck me.
Dude, okay. All right. So I did my first arena on New Year's last year.
That's right, yeah.
HEB Arena in Austin for Kill Tony, and that was so fun and crazy. And then we went to an after party at Tony and Trump's, mm-hmm. you know, and it was very fun. And you tell, I feel like we've told it before, but great it's time a good for one. A recap. Go ahead. Yeah.
So we get to his condo. First of all, how many thrones would you think he has in his condo?
Yeah.
37.
Oh.
Thrones?
And his condo?
Aiden, I'm going to need you to play ball here and not just throw out ridiculous numbers. The answer is four. He has four thrones.
It's a lot That's of a lot thrones. Of,
one throne is a lot. But
I'm just saying I can see it.
Yeah. like, he has an insanely like, nice
that man
place.
Has more chairs than I do. Dang.
Yep. Oh, man. He has more lifts, too. He bought that one. Whatever. So, whatever. So we're at his condo. I'm standing in the bathroom line. There's like a line of people. And this lady that was behind me, like we were talking or whatever, and she seemed nice and at the time. But then she's like getting impatient. And Jay Legend is like the next in line. He's a couple people ahead of me to get into the bathroom. And as he's about to go, this lady just comes from around me and tries to cut Jay Legend off and go into the bathroom. And he just like puts his hand up, you know, like stopping her. And as soon as he puts his hand up, she just starts hitting him. Just punching him in the face like six times. And he's just like throwing his hands up and it's just like getting his head bounced. So I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa. So like I go up and I'm like, hey. And as soon as I'm like, hey, she just fucking clocks me right in the face. It was kind of embarrassing. Because like she hit my glasses just were like just like crooked after that. I'm like, no, you smudged my glasses.
It's like cartoonish.
Yeah. So she hits me and then out of nowhere she just hits Nate Marshall just for being in the vicinity, who is do you know Nate?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nate's always just getting into something. But yeah, it's just punched me right in the face. And then she tries to go back into the bathroom, and then somebody just shoves the shit out of her, like right out of the bathroom.
You watch her walk in.
Yeah, you see her cross the plane and then just fly out of the bathroom. And then that's when security finally came and took her ass out.
Damn,
yeah.
She deserved to get arrested.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, she was cracked. Dude. Yeah, those hands are rated E for everyone because everybody was catching shots. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I swear to God, because my back was to the whole situation. I think Michael Gonzalez,
yeah, drummer,
was distracting me because I was pretty drunk and I would have made it worse.
Yeah, wouldn't have gotten any better. But that was New Year's, and then, God, I mean, so much stuff. I mean, we don't have to go in chronological order, but. Just the things that have happened.
Shit, I did the Tonight Show.
You did. I want to go over a list of accomplishments that you've had this year just to show the insane year that you've had. Yeah. We'll try and do it chronologically, but HEB Arena.
Yeah.
Boom. The Ryman.
Oh, yeah. I played the Ryman like three times.
Yeah,
this year.
Three times during the festival. Bridgestone, four times. Bridgestone Arena, four times.
You did the Ryman three times this year as well?
Yeah.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah. What the hell?
I know.
Bridgestone, four?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, a little place called Madison Square Garden.
Oh, MSG. I'm on Netflix, man.
On Netflix.
With Kill Tony, not just me.
Yeah.
I did a TEDx talk. I have news, but I'm waiting.
Yeah, very, very, very cool news.
That hasn't come out yet, but because the news,
you don't want to jinx that thing. Get it? TEDx. That was like during the summer. Mm-hmm.
We got married.
We did get married. We went to Cabo.
We bought a condo.
A condo, the one we're in right now. We're currently trying to sell the house. So
yeah, buy my house.
Buy the house.
Buy my house.
Buy this house, please. Buy my house, please. Buy
my
our house, please.
2025, very big year for sure. I mean,
you went on tour with Nikki. You got to go open for her for a week.
I went on tour with Nikki Glaser.
Friggin' France.
Oh, we went down. Oh, my
with
God.
With Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, I'm friends with Bill Nye the Science Guy now. Went to France for that.
Got COVID in France.
I had never had COVID. I got French COVID. Ooh, wee wee. Yeah. Ooh, wee wee.
Oh, man. Yep. And wedding, Cabo. There was something else, wasn't there?
Probably.
So much stuff and things.
I was on the news.
You were on the news. You did that. That was very early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember that day.
Ramping Up started this year.
Ramping Up, the podcast you're listening to, started this year. Thank you, Aiden. Yeah. Aiden's like, yes, no. All right. All that blood, sweat, and tears I put into this thing. All right. We'll put that in the honorable mention for sure.
I paid my taxes on time this year.
No.
Well, I didn't get charged more money.
You did. You got penalized for paying taxes late. Yeah, we got a real MC Hammer pants in the house.
Martha Stewart.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't get it.
MC Hammer went bankrupt in the...
Oh, yeah. I'd say.
We got a real Al Capone in the home. You know how he got caught? Tax evasion. Dude ran a whole mob. Mafia, but got caught.
Hey, you can't be good at everything.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to screw up the IRS or the government. They'll always find a way to get you.
Oh my God, what else?
You went to your first casino, won a lot of money on craps.
That was cool.
And roulette. I'm so mad about that.
What'd you bet on roulette? Like the
color? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so cool. I bet red 29 black.
I think it's black. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Black 29.
I mean, there's going to be gambling addicts in here.
Midnight on my 29th birthday. And it hit.
Let's go.
It was crazy. I was crushing so hard. Everyone next to me was like waiting for me to put my toes down so they could follow my lead. And this one guy put all of his chips on one. I was like, yeah, that one. And then I got real scared, but it hit.
Yeah, they were going to beat her.
That guy made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That guy was not me. I couldn't have played worse that weekend. I ruined people's blackjack experience. Everybody hated me as soon as I tried to go to that table. Because the dealer suddenly got 21, 8 out of 10 hands.
No,
they're like, you screwed it all up. I'm like, all right, well, you know, that's not, you know, the house always wins or whatever they say, guys. So, yeah.
Well, I did. We might be drunk.
You did. You might be drunk.
I performed at the Comedy Cellar.
Yep.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It counts.
Yeah, you performed there. That counts.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry. You did Grace O'Malley's pod. You did Lauren Compton's pod. You did some pods.
I mean, this is insane. Another one we just completely... I bet you're not even going to guess it. I could give you a guess. You guys wouldn't even guess. You had a clip that got over 150 million fucking views.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's over 150. Because it was 100 million. On, no, it was 100 million on Instagram. 40 million on YouTube.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Like, and I bet Facebook it's on there.
Instagram took it down.
What?
You still got
at 103 million.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it took it down?
It notified me and Aaron. We both were like, what? And they took it down for bullying, which is crazy because it's the clip where he just turned off my chair where nothing bad really happened. I'm infuriated.
Oh my God.
At 103 million views, Instagram removed it.
They just put it back out?
We haven't.
Yeah, just re-release it.
But for real, that is hilarious that
Dude, like, social media sucks.
Dude, the clip that it has not taken down, I'd say grape in it. You know what I mean? I was like, you got your grapist.
Is that what you did?
Yes.
Or yeah. No, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they and didn't.
Sorry, like I just had a big ADHD moment.
What?
I was just thinking about our episode that's about to release. They won't see this, but I didn't add it to the playlist.
You did?
I added the other ones, the last ones, oh, but I haven't done this yet. So you go ahead. Take it away.
Okay.
But, and see, that's another thing. That's how big your year has been. That the other clip that is up that, like, you're almost diminishing. You're like, oh, I didn't do as good.
It's got like 50 million.
Yeah, it's still like, got it's so still many insane. Views. Yeah.
Actually, how many does that actually have?
I don't know, but I remember whenever quickly, like within the first few days, it had like 3, 5, something like that. Like, yeah, I mean.
I know. It's really insane. And I'm excited. Me and Aaron Belial are actually going to do in 2026. We're doing co-headlining dates together where we're going to go on stage and roast each other.
You're straight up headlining. And then also you're doing that. That's another thing.
Yeah. And this headlining year has been so crazy. I was telling Matt, like, selling tickets is a part of being a comedian that, like, no one preps you for how stressful or hard it is. It just all of a sudden, like, one, you're just worried about getting the time, like, to be a headliner. Now you're a headliner. Now you have to worry about ticket sales.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I thought I was selling pretty well last year. And then I've gotten to, like, return to some of the same markets. And everyone always says, like, it's better, like, the following year and then the year after that. And I'm like, yeah, not for me, though. Because I'm a dumb idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do agree with that, actually.
But they've gotten so good. People are really showing up for me.
Yeah, if you haven't been out to a Fiona Collins show, you're really missing out.
I mean,
what the hell are you even doing?
I do not like tooting my own horn, but it's been really cool. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting so much better at this.
Yeah.
Like, I told Matt for the first time, I was like, yeah, this is worth paying money to see.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, yeah. And it's funny how, like, at every level, there's still, like, the stress of sales and.
Right.
I mean, in the beginning, you just worry about being funny. Then you realize being funny is kind of the easiest part of this job. Selling tickets, which is why I'm bringing this up. I'm going to be at Tulsa Looney Bin on February 22nd.
And guess who's opening for a Big Dog? Little Pup Girl.
Little Pup Girl. What is going on right now?
Big Dog.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
I'm very excited. Hopefully it's so. Tulsa Looney Bin, February 22nd. She's going to be there the 20th and the 21st.
Is that right?
I think so.
My mom's calling.
Answer it on the pod.
Hi, Mom. You're on the pod.
What?
You're on the podcast.
Don't say it.
Fiona Colley, you do remember 9/11 because you were 4 and I had to go on a business trip and you cried because you said I wasn't going to come back and I kept telling you I would come back.
So
yeah, that had nothing to do with 9/11.
That's because I was always leaving. Yeah, there's that.
Maybe that's why I don't remember the trauma. My mom, the day after 9/11, she was like, well, I got a flight to catch.
Well, see you later.
Gotta go.
Business didn't stop for this.
I'm like, don't leave us with Dad.
Hey, I wasn't about to let those people think I was afraid to fly. I had business to do. So
this is my mother. This Mom, you do remember 9/11.
Actually,
I do. I absolutely do.
Was I in school? Was I in preschool?
Yeah, you were in preschool.
Did you pull me out?
I don't think they pulled you guys out, actually. I think they talked about it or whatever, but then everybody came home. But literally, I was on my way to the airport the morning of 9/11, and I was going to interview with a company that was headquartered in the towers, but I was going to Chicago, and my friend called me and said, go home. There's been this horrible thing. And I wasn't listening to the news, so I didn't know until I got home what happened. So.
Oh, my God.
And then they called and asked me a week later, would I come to Chicago? And they lost like 100 people. Like, what am I going to say? No. You know? So that's why I left. Matt Taylor, if you want to be the best son-in-law ever, you have to straighten up.
What are the chances? Yeah, it's like, what are the chances of that happening twice in a row, you know?
Well, honestly, I actually made it's not a joke, but I actually said, like, this is probably the safest flight I'm ever going to take for that reason. And in fact, there were like 3 people on the plane, and this pilot said, nothing is going to happen on this plane today. And I was so fired up. I'm like, I will take these people out. Let's roll. Like, I was fired up.
Were you wearing shoulder pads? Because those give people a lot of confidence.
I think ever. I definitely had a mullet and some shoulder pads.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Dang.
I was looking good.
Dang.
Let's roll, dude.
Do we have
also.
Any questions for my mom while we have her in the pod?
I don't know. We were just recapping what an insane year it's been for Fiona.
Yeah, mom. What's your biggest highlight of the year?
Oh my gosh. Well, it was the highest of highs and lowest of lows. The greatest highlight was your wedding, which I will say was the best, most beautiful wedding I've ever been to.
Aww.
That's Thanks. True. But lowest of lows, my mom passing away. Yes. So, yeah. So it was just really a mix of incredibly wonderful and really tough things. So,
a little bit of a balance.
Yes, I'm ready for this year to end, though. I'm ready for the next year. Whatever comes, like, we need to clean the slate because this has been a crazy, crazy time in general.
Yeah.
But
really, really has.
But being in Madison Square Garden with you was right up there, too.
Yeah, that was pretty freaking cool. What about your favorite, like, celebrity you've gotten to meet this year?
Oh, it was always my dream to meet Kathleen Madigan because I so relate to her. She's one of 7, and everything she says just rings true with me. And getting to tell her that was awesome. I didn't realize she was so tiny. She made me feel giant. And Leanne Morgan, too, who's just a class act and went on and on about how much she loves Matt Taylor, which was really nice to hear.
That's my mama.
Yeah, she's a really good actress.
Wow.
Mean ding.
Mean.
Dang ding.
Dang ding.
Ah, man.
Well, did you have
Mom, do you have a would you rather that we could answer on the podcast?
Would I rather? Like
would you rather this or that? And it's gonna be 2 bad things.
I don't know.
Ooh, I got one for you. We don't have to have this in. Would you rather another 9/11 happen? Or
definitely another 9/11.
No! Oh my God.
That's so funny.
I mean,
we might leave that in, but I highly doubt it.
A couple thousand people versus 4 years of that. I'm going to have to let those couple thousand go.
No.
Actually, here is a good one. Actually, I'll save this for the pod.
We're on the bud. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Whoa.
Would you rather there be another 9/11 or another COVID?
Oh, Lord. Sadly, a 9/11, because I think COVID, because of how it was handled, killed a whole lot more people. It was horrific. So, I mean, that's a horrible thing, one or the other. But, yeah, I think the ramifications of a COVID mess are going to go on for a long time. Not that 9/11 didn't as well, but just a difference. And we all came together as a country after that. After 9/11, really dark, and after COVID, true. I feel like...
Yeah, it really.
Yeah, there were no really dope, like, country songs made up.
Ding.
That's a big... If only Toby Keith were still alive to play another country song, maybe that would have helped us. And by the way,
put a mask on your face. It's the American way.
He would never have said that, by the way, because if anyone knows anything about population health, that was idiotic. So I'm just saying.
Well, Mom, right. You've been a perfect guest. Oh.
What were you actually calling for, though?
What was I calling for? Oh, I was calling to badmouth Fiona Colley about 9/11 because we had a very emotional little girl moment.
Mom, my memory starts at like 8 years old.
What?
Yeah, I had a really hard time in childhood. Remember
all
my
right,
old...
That's not part of Friedrich's ataxia. I just want to point that
out. I know,
out.
That's a product of a broken home.
Well... Sorry, I picked badly first time around. My fault.
I love you.
I love you more.
Can't wait for Christmas.
We can't receive seven fishes. Woo!
Woo!
Bye.
Bye. That was good.
All right. That was a pretty dang good Would You Rather. Yeah. Some pretty good riffs.
Yeah.
And we're at 45.
35.
Oh, I thought you said 45. Hey, everyone. If you've been dreaming about your next vacation but don't want the stress of planning it yourself, you've got to reach out to Audrey Steers at Travelmation. She can help you plan everything from all-inclusive resorts to cruises, even custom trips overseas. And the best part, her services are completely free to you, stupid little mother. Audrey is certified in group travel, accessible travel, big deal with Fiona, and destination weddings. So no matter who you're traveling with or where you're going, she'll make it effortless. Shoot her an email at audreysteers@travelmation.net and start planning your trip today.
Back to the episode. Do you want to do a little segment?
A little segment. What's the seg? What are you saying right now? You can say that. You don't have to be cryptic about it. We do it every episode. I thought you were talking like a new segment. I was like, what?
I'm really embarrassed, Matt.
You want to do a fun segment called... You can say it. Say, look in the camera. Say it loud. They want to hear you.
Fiona.
No. Say it louder. Make sure they can hear you. Come on.
Fiona, call me.
We're rolling into a new segment that we do every single episode called
Fiona, call me.
That's right. You guys called in. That number is 615-547-8824. And you left us messages, and we're going to freaking get to them, dude.
Freaking good.
We're going to freaking get to them right freaking now, dude. Let's see this. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
We got everything. Anyway, it's been a great year. We hope you guys had an amazing year, too. All your dreams came true. Unless you didn't deserve them, then we hope that didn't happen.
I'm glad they didn't.
And I'm glad your dreams didn't come true.
Cool science.
All right, let's see.
Matt Taylor sounds like he's the robot. I just want to say, as an uncle, also a foster parent of my niece, you know, we really enjoy your videos, and you have persevered through a lot. And, you know, you might be funny, but don't forget.
You might be.
Don't ever forget. You're strong, too. Thank you, my friend, for the laughs.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
And thank you for whoever was holding that gun to his head. We appreciate that.
And you're a sweet man for fostering your niece. We need more people like that in the world.
That was very sweet. Let's see what we got here. Hey, this call is for Fiona.
This is a call for Fiona. No offense to the other fella. But anyway, I made this song called Me and You, You and Me. And it's about dating a differently abled girl who is in a wheelchair. And when I wrote the song, I kind of forgot that Fiona was out here doing the comedy thing. And I'd really like to make a music video with it, or do some kind of like graphic or some kind of project to go along with the song. So I was wondering if possible, Fiona would collaborate with me on that in some kind of way. If you wouldn't mind, my phone number is, my email is, my name is Trey Cobb. I'm a huge, huge fan. I loved your sets on Kill Tony and your short videos online, and also your appearance on The Tonight Show. And would just love to talk to you and maybe collaborate on that. I just think it'd be perfect. You guys take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for the call. I would have to hear the lyrics first.
Yeah, I honestly was hoping you were going to sing that.
Yeah, call back and sing this song and then we'll talk about it.
Let's see.
Differently able. Good for you. That was a correct term. An inter-able relationship is what me and Matt are. Okay. Because he's retarded and I'm not.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang. What? Dang. Right? No. Full dang.
Yeah. That's
half a dang. Dang?
That's a full dang. You got some on your nose, though. Stupid idiot.
Get.
No. Just wipe the tip of your nose right here. Ooh, we've got a would you rather right here. Let's do this. And let's get to it right now.
Yeah, would you rather have the same food every day or never have the same meal twice? All right, thank you.
Is that you? Was that you doing a voice?
No. Does that sound like me? Hold on. What the hell?
Yeah, would you rather have the same food every day or never have the same meal twice?
That's not you. Do it. Hold the mic, dear Matt.
Hold on, let's play it again.
Yeah, would you rather have the same food every day or never have the same meal twice? All right, thank you.
Would you rather have the same food every day,
right,
or never have the same meal twice?
So,
all right, thank you.
So, would you rather have the same food every day or never have the same meal twice? That's tough.
Same food every day.
What would that food be? You better say round steak, sauerbraten, or else I'm going to throw this whole episode in the garbage. That fight we had over this, you better say that.
Round steak, sauerbraten.
All right. Every day.
And hot dogs.
Same food every day. Or I would say, I'd say never have the same food twice.
Yeah, but you're going to get into some weird territory eventually.
Like, can you have different variations? Oh, this, like, pizza, different topping
now
every day.
Now pepperoni, now I want pepper and sausage, now, yeah.
See?
Okay.
Steak, yeah, you can stretch well out. Done, rare.
Yeah, but you're alive for a long time, and you eat 3 times a day.
Yeah. But you could just have to say the same, you would lose your mind if you ate the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
You'd have to have some kind of...
Oh my God, that means I'd never be able to eat leftovers.
Never, ever.
Dang. So it was the same thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm only eating leftovers.
Also, oh. I just want to pause. Yeah. I don't know if that's a ding.
I don't know.
Just having a thought, I don't know if that counts as ding. A ding.
Ding, motherfucker, ding.
There we, dude, we were editing and on the road, and she's sitting there listening, and she goes, ding, like on the pod. And I'm just like, ah, maybe. She goes, ding. And like, I'm listening back to her. I'm like, what is the ding in that? Where's the ding? And I was like, listen to this and tell me where the ding is. Because you fought for it on the podcast. You didn't get the ding.
No.
So, yeah. Papa's got a brand new grading system.
Any more?
Let's see. We've got one more right here. Ooh, interesting.
Would you rather the government give you free health care or release the Epstein files? Thank you.
Release the Epstein files.
Would you rather the government give you free health care?
They're also
or release the Epstein files. Thank you.
Doing this really fun character.
Oh yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Are we at time?
No, you're good. You're good.
All right. 35. This is a new character I'm working on called. Was that Maddie Light?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you gotta give me a situation.
You spilled pizza sauce on your shirt.
You gotta get so nervous.
Come on, damn man! Got all that pizza sauce on my shirt. The fuck it is?
Gluten free. You're gluten free.
Come on, man! You know I can't have bread like that. You can't be giving me pizza in there, motherfucker. Come on now.
I love it.
Aiden's like, I gotta edit all that out. Damn. That's Maddie Light.
Come on now, baby. You know what
I do one so we can make it a ring down.
Yeah. Hey, baby, you ought to know who it is calling you. Pick up the damn phone.
You sound like a little black guy.
Yeah, who's that guy that was a whistleblower recently?
Snowden?
No. He's a comedian. Little black guy.
Oh, Cat Williams.
Yeah, you sound like Cat Williams.
A little bit of a Cat Williams, yeah.
My name is Cat Williams.
Yeah,
you're like, even smaller than Kat, is how it sounds.
That's Kit Kat Williams.
Yeah, there it is.
Give me the point right there.
Yeah, you're like the little guy Kat Williams brings around to Kit make Kat himself Williams. Look taller. Yeah.
My name is Kat Williams.
Kit Kat, but anyway.
Kit Kat Williams.
All right. That was something else.
I guess it's time for our last segment before we.
I don't have it. We don't have to do this every time. I don't have a conspiracy theory. I'm so drained because it's the end of the year. Pause, and I got nothing. Do you have one? I think the stock market doesn't even matter. I think it's all just smoke and mirrors for something else.
I have a conspiracy.
Ooh.
So Aiden's last week,
conspiracy corner.
Trump said he was addressing the nation on Thursday, said nothing other than how good the country's going. And then the following day, I think he did that to take the weight off of what he was doing the next days, because the next day he then moved marijuana from Schedule 1 drug to Schedule 3, which means you can get a prescription for it.
Uh-huh.
And then he also returned attack on Syria, and then also said he's upset with Venezuela. These were the following days after.
Kris Jenner is running the government. That's straight out the Kardashian playbook.
Oh, look over here while we do this over there. That's straight out the government playbook. They stole that from the Gov. Smoke and mirrors.
Pretty good.
Every time something.
Can we have, like, I'm pretty mad about something, actually.
What?
Or we can say, but.
And sorry, we didn't get back to the would you rather, the healthcare thing.
Oh
yeah. So would you rather have free healthcare for everybody or they release the Epstein files?
I'm saying healthcare. The Epstein's not going to affect
me. I would say
free healthcare is never free healthcare, though.
But in this circumstance, I think
I just
it is
7x this year. So I
like in this instance, free healthcare is like ideal. Like
I guess
you have free healthcare, it's okay. Good free healthcare, and it's not.
I guess
coming
free
out
healthcare
is
that we can all get big and strong enough to rush the government
and
get
the list ourselves.
Now you're talking.
You want to know a crazy thing? I think
now you're talking.
You want to hear this? I don't know if we should release the Epstein files until, as I know, until as an American people, we have something in place to overtake the government and run it smoothly. Because if everybody's released on the Epstein files, the government's going to collapse and we're going to be a destitute society. It's going to be chaotic. So the whole country will plummet because all of these high figures that are running everything, suddenly we have no leadership, which I know.
That's what the FBI is saying right now, why they're redacting so much. They're like, this.
We can't let these people, because we
have
no government.
Yeah, that is literally their reasoning for
blackouts. So if you have another government in place ready to take place,
the
clean house, and then have these people come in and replace it accordingly. Otherwise, you can't.
White House.
I see. You're saying, like, what's the point of just pointing out all pointing out all of the destruction if there's no resolution?
Exactly. Like, I don't say never release it, but have a plan in place when it is, you know, because right now it would just crumble our society.
Throw them in prison.
Yeah, and then nobody's running it, and
dude,
we're screwed. Even then, our country collapses, so. But not only that, I don't think it's just our country. I think you're looking at like a whole world reset. Because, I mean, the ties that this guy that
but
Epstein had was
like us like trying to figure out what they're hiding and who was involved is the most worth in the actual truth. Because it truly feels like everyone's involved.
Jimmy Buffett.
I know. Yes, I wanted to bring that up last week.
Bring me 2 12-year-olds. Gotta have one for each hand.
Wait, what's the whole thing where Michael Jackson is in Epstein photos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, why are we shocked?
I know, that one's like...
Why are people freaking out? There are a lot of accusations.
Also, yeah, that's one they released just because it was like, oh, we can give them that one. Like...
Damn.
What if it was somebody you knew?
He almost looks photoshopped in this picture, though.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've never even heard the word redacted until recently. Now I can't stop hearing it. I don't even know what it meant. Redacted,
brother. What?
Sister, huh?
Name of the episode.
Brother, what? Sister, huh? There you go. That's a point.
All right. Are we out of time?
Yeah, let's roll over to the Patreon.
All right. I love you guys. This has been a very fun episode for me.
Not me. I despise every second of it.
Not having a good time.
Yeah, you'll see. Oh, you'll see. You'll all see.
Okay. Well, join us over at the Patreon. We're going to be talking new joke ideas, let's work them out. Y'all get to kind of get in the mind
of the madness.
Crazy. Yeah. All right. We love you. Join us at patreon.com/rampingup.
That's ramping up pod. That's RAMPINUPPOD. Hey.
Yay. Subscribe. Love you.
Bye. We're ramping up.